being a young adult at the age of 13, you know, thinking I'm going to the Olympics, and next minute, because I'm gay, I'm locked up in an institution. Life can change in a split second. My name's Sandra Whitley, and I'm the founder and executive director of Thrive Youth Center. It's a shelter for homeless LGBT young adults between the ages of 18 and 24. I actually grew up in the panhandle of Texas. It's very conservative. I think it's probably the reason that I had such a desire to open up an LGBT shelter. I got caught kissing girls when I was 13, and that didn't go over too well. The school district actually tried to get me kicked out of school indefinitely. My parents ended up putting me in a mental institution. I think that that's what has given me the passion to open up a shelter like this, just so young adults know that they're not alone, because for so many years I've felt that. And then I started researching and found that of the 1.6 million homeless youth in the United States, they say that 40% are LGBT. And in the South, it's more like 50% are LGBT. And then I thought, well, there must be like 1,000 LGBT shelters across the country. There was zero in Texas. I decided that's what I need to do. So I got to know those young adults that were sleeping underneath bridges throughout San Antonio. I don't think that they trusted me, and I don't blame them. I didn't trust anybody either. I know how it feels to be absolutely alone and feel that I'm the only one that can help myself. But I'm here to tell you I give a shit. And I'm here to tell you that you do not have to be alone. It was difficult in the beginning to open up from scratch and just boom, overnight, you're open 24/7, you know. So, but we made it happen. In the pandemic, our processes have had to change a little bit. We've never closed. This has made all of us kind of take a step back and say, am I really doing what I really want to do? Is there something that I should be doing that I'm not doing right now, or that I love to do? I can say today that I believe that Thrive will be here. I mean, it's very humbling to think that, you know, that it wouldn't have happened if I just wasn't so stubborn. Like my mom, you know, I mean, as much as, you know, we hit heads for 20 years, she couldn't understand the gay thing, and I couldn't understand why I'm still the same person, you know, but I guess that stubbornness helped, you know, or I wouldn't be here.